Roxana Tiron joins us now with Bloomberg Government, senior national security reporter. And Roxana, you go to the heart, your coverage goes to the heart of what I've been wondering all day but haven't talked about, which is not the Biden response, not the Pelosi response, but the Pentagon response. What is their advice to Biden, Pelosi, of how to respond?
So the Pentagon has sort of taken a little bit of an observer, role in this conflict, watching from the sidelines, assessing the situation, and coming up with ideas and help for the Ukrainian people. The latest information that we have is that the Pentagon is likely to send Ukraine anti-air and anti-armor weapons, small arms and ammunition, tactical gear, meals, and medical kits. And I think that is also very important, considering the constant attacks that Ukraine is under from the Russian forces and from the air.
Roxana, President Zelensky urgently called for a no-fly zone in Ukraine. What do you think the opinion is of that strategy within the Pentagon?
The Pentagon has completely shot that down. It's not a strategy that is going to be supported by the Pentagon. There are particular fears of escalating if we impose a no-fly zone. That means that NATO aircraft and U.S. forces would have to shoot down basically Russian equipment. That is not a viable solution in the Pentagon's eyes.
Roxana, you have the experience of covering tangentially another Putin effort, which was Kosovo. And I don't want to get into the confusion, because I'm not expert on it, of Serbia, Kosovo, and the rest of it, where you are a true expert on that. But how do you respond when people tell you it's just another thing, Ukraine is just another effort like Georgia, or far over to the west, Kosovo?
Just like I responded with Kosovo, it's not just another thing. We're talking about human life. We're talking about a democratic country, a country that is independent, and it's obviously not something to ignore or just take for granted.
So, Roxana, what do you think we're going to hear next from the Pentagon? What do you think their next communication will be?
I think we're going to hear from President Biden today. He has already approved about $800 million of the $6.5 billion that have been slotted for the Pentagon to help Ukraine in the latest spending bill. And I think we're going to hear that the first things that are going to be sent would be surface to air missile defense. And I think you're going to hear there's going to be more Stingers, more Javelins, and perhaps other missile defense systems that they will send.
Roxana, I would love to get you back on again. Please don't be a stranger, with some legit coverage here of her Eastern Europe and, of course, her work with Bloomberg Government on the Pentagon. Roxana Tiron there this morning as well.